Term Florida governor is running against a strong Republican conservative candidate, Marco Rubio, for the Senate seat in the November 2010 election. With IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Barry Shamish. So without further ado, why, Barry, thank you so much for being with us. And what is going on over in Israel and the
Well, news? I'm going to stick with what happened in Florida first. On Saturday, the wife and I drove down to Gainesville. That, of course, was the day that the Gainesville pastor, Terry Jones, was going to get world attention by burning a Koran or two. And, of course, he hauled ass out of there in a mighty big hurry and flew to New York to meet the imam of the Ground Zero mosque. And, well, the wife was very disappointed. She couldn't believe that he was such a coward that he would run off instead of face the media. And I said he was threatened. And she said, what could they threaten him with? I said, how about killing his children? And I think she got the message. There are threats that work. But nonetheless, she wanted to go there for whatever reason, and I went with her. Now, she carried a Koran, and I don't know what her idea was, but I brought a Hebrew rabbin book, and I figured if I'm going down there, I'm going to try and trick a message to the world. I would hold the rabbin book in Hebrew, by the way, in one hand and the Koran in the other, and there'd be a symbol of Arab-Jewish cooperation. I had a media plan, since I did expect some media to still be there. I want to get on a TV show and publicize who murdered Rabin. But, well, this wasn't like Israel's. No reporter knew me, and I had to hustle. And over the years, I've stopped doing that. But I vowed that I would get a little media attention. And in the end, I did, by the way, get into the Gainesville paper. But that wasn't the exciting part. I don't know, exciting, but there was one other. There weren't very many protesters, and the ones that came were all from the loony left. But standing next to me on the street corner in this very, very hot day was someone who has been on my email list for many, many years, and that's Bob Kunst. He runs Shalom International. And, well, what a motivated person he is, and I don't know who funds this, but he's now running around the country organizing very small marches against the Ground Zero Mosque. And he reads me every week, and I had a major discussion with him all about the Building 7 and the demolitions that caused it to fall at 5 in the afternoon. And he says, I know, I read your stuff. And I said, well, what are we going to do? That's a major fact. That's not even a disputable issue. The building came down in a controlled demolition. And, well, he says, look, and this is his philosophy. He says, we can't give the Arabs any advantage. He says, the Jews would never support an operation like that, and the Arabs throw candy parties every time Jews are killed, so you just can't give them any advantage. And then I just told him outright, I said, if we don't start exposing the crooks running Israel, it's not working. This is the system that we've been under at least since the Rabin assassination brought cover up to a new high in Israel. And it exposed it to the most people of any cover up, and there have been plenty in Israel. I said, look, Bob, it's not working. Every year, Israel is getting more and more towards the end of the line here. And, well, we discuss how the corruption has led, in a direct line, mind you, to the state Israel is in today. Ehud Barak, today's defense minister, of course, gave away southern Lebanon, and he essentially gave Hezbollah a rocket pad to, against Israel. And I said Sharon gave away Gaza, and he essentially gave Hamas a launching pad against Israel, and the next war is going to be a rocket war. And he says, I know this. And he starts telling, he does know how corrupt things are there. And he just says, look, he didn't use the word lie, but the difference between me and him was we've got to just tell the whole truth, or we get deeper and deeper into the old web of deceit, and we're going to be defeated by it. We're already being defeated by it. And he just repeated the line. He said, I just will not mention any other options when it comes to 9/11. He says, because the enemies of the Jews will jump on this and use it to our disadvantage. And I said, Bob, it won't last forever. You just can't lie when it's so obvious. I said just outright, I agree with your stance. And I agree that Islam has been stirred up. And this is, I said, we're stuck with the end result. But nonetheless, I said, Islam was not under the 800 years of Ottoman rule, 400 of Byzantine. There wasn't a thing called Islamic terror, and the Shias and the Sunnis weren't slaughtering each other. I said, but as soon as the British got in 1917 and started mucking about, the rise of extremism is what we have today. I said, that comes from somewhere else. And, well, this was a little, he said, no one is going to stop and think about that.
But you have to. You have to be objective. It's like the issue of the mosque, you know. And they say, which side do you want? Do you want to build the mosque there in the shadow of the Twin Towers where they used to be or not? I mean, which, and I don't want to be on either side because it's an issue that somebody is using to divide the American people and distract us from the real story is the Arabs didn't take down the Twin Towers. That was controlled demolition of Building 7. All you needed to do was watch it. Controlled demolition. We'll be right back.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Dan, back here, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. And Barry is an internationally known investigative reporter who's been forced to come to the United States because of threats against his life for exposing the corruption at the highest levels of the Israeli government. And certainly, Barry points out, and justly so, that obviously Building 7 came down by controlled demolition, and if it did, then the whole thing was controlled demolition. The United States has gone to war with the Islamic world, really because of a lie. This whole thing was contrived, and so the issue is not the mosque. The issue is who really took down the Twin Towers and Building Number 7, but they want to distract our attention. So which side are you on? Do you want to build the mosque there, or do you want to say, no, that mosque shouldn't be built? And once again, you see how magnificent they are on manipulating the reality of the American people. But you go right ahead, Barry.
Well, yeah, that's sort of a happy ending to this story. I have a radio show now on First Amendment Radio. They invited me to do a show, and by the way, it's a lot of work, and I can't imagine how you do it daily. I prepare for the shows, and it really eats up a lot of time. But nonetheless, yesterday I had a great show. I had the she's known as the conspiracy radio interviewer, Tamar Yona, on the show, and next was Bob Kunst. So my trip to Gainesville was not a complete waste of time. I got a guest for the show last night, and he's doing the usual stuff that, you know, Islam blow things up wherever they go, and they mass murder, and I said what I just said to you. I said to Bob, this is manipulation, and I mentioned the Council on Foreign Relations, and suddenly there was a light went off when he said, yeah, I know the imam of the mosque is directing the whole operation from the CFR. Did you see him on TV yesterday from the Council on Foreign Relations? Now, I've been told this now for a while, that the Imam Faisal Raouf is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, but this week the CFR, they have no shame. I mean, they really are now so confident that they pulled the wool over just about everybody's eyes that they've got a place to do TV interviews, and in the background is, well, in bold letters, the Council on Foreign Relations. There were two interviews from this set at the CFR this week. One, the first interview was with Hillary Clinton denouncing Reverend Jones from the CFR. And needless to say, that is the Secretary of State of the United States taking time out to go to the CFR to denounce Pastor Jones. And then, oh, 4 or 5 days later, there is the Imam of the Ground Zero Mosque at the CFR, sounding like a really nice guy, all this moderate stuff. He's trying to send out a good message. But that's not the point. The point is the whole Ground Zero Mosque scandal has been manipulated from the CFR.
All coordinated, a great diversion for the American people, so we never talk about who really took down the mosque, who really took down the Twin Towers. Now we focus on should the mosque be built or shouldn't it. And I saw that, incidentally, you know, on television, and here's the Imam Faisal sitting there, you know, and behind him all in blue, and then CFR, and he's discussing the building of the mosque, you know, and how the Muslims want to be good Americans, and of course we should have the right of freedom of religion here in America, you know, and his love for America. He's been working with the FBI for years. This whole thing is as phony as a $3 bill. And I wonder how many Americans understand, once again, we're being manipulated, our minds are being molded, our tastes formed largely by men we have never heard of.
Well, you got some proof this week, anyways, on the Ground Zero Mosque scandal. The whole, everybody are little puppets with little strings attached to them, and they're, when the big hand goes up, you dance, and when the big hand goes down, you stand. We're being thoroughly, thoroughly manipulated. Our news is being created for us.
Absolutely.
Well, the mosque imam, well, he is CFR. That's and poor little Terry Jones, you know, he clearly, from his TV interviews, this man is in way over his head. They took this little incident, they decided, let's blow it up. And in the end, they said, let's blow it down. And off he goes to New York to meet the imam, which is, you know, why? The imam is not meeting with him, so he's thoroughly deluded about the power he's got. And my Lord, this man, they broke him in a couple of days and turned him just loony. But all of this was done, once again, not randomly, but very, very deliberately, knowing that the world goes on. Look, what we're going to discuss was something that took place last week, and it was more major than people give it credit for. And that was the Netanyahu meeting with Abbas in Washington. First time they spoke face-to-face in 2 years, that was the publicity. What was not publicized is what really happened. Now, first of all, this was a very major meeting. It had the president of Egypt, Mubarak, and the king of Jordan, Abdullah, sitting in on these sessions. You don't bring the leaders of two big Arab countries to Washington unless the squeeze is on in a major, major way. Well, really, for Israel just to capitulate. But nonetheless, it's like Mubarak and Abdullah weren't there. They were sitting down, leaders of countries, and, well, except for the announcement that they're there, it passed over everybody's head. Now, let's look at what really happened leading up to the meeting. And, well, Ehud Barak goes to Jordan. They say for a secret meeting. It got out. But he met with Abdullah. I believe this was on it was 4 or 5 days before Washington anyways. I may be off by a few hours, but forgive it. So Barak meets with Abdullah the next day. Two things happen. One, five, one was a pregnant woman, were murdered in a really ugly terrorist attack outside Hebron. The killers have not been found, by the way, but they'll find some patsies to take the blame for this one. This is the day after Barak meets Abdullah. There's a major terror attack. Barak is the defense minister of Israel. This is just before Netanyahu is going to Washington to meet with Abbas. Any military strategist will tell you that these are very, very high danger days. And you've got to add troops for these days because tempers are flaring and who knows what could go off. There were no patrols. There was no IDF on Route 60 where the attack took place. How did the Arabs get in? You're supposed to have checkpoints, and you're supposed to trap them immediately afterwards. Israel has the system down pat. Well, on that day, there was no army on the murder road. And, by the way, the usual stuff happened after the murder. The Secret Service agents, Ben-Gvir and Marzel, are the first to show up, and they go on TV looking ugly as hell, saying we got to put a gun in everybody's hands and all that kind of stuff. This was a classic operation, not by the Arabs. It was the Arabs and the Israeli government. This was a classic terror operation. Now, not only does Ehud Barak, as defense minister, opened the gates to the murder of Jews, and I say that seriously, by the way. He goes to Haaretz and that's a major intellectual newspaper in Israel, and he announces that he will be dividing Jerusalem. Now, this is a very, very serious announcement to make when you're the defense minister of the government. You're speaking for the government. And he's got this plan of Arab neighborhoods and Jewish neighborhoods. That's the government talking. And again, a few people noticed, even before Netanyahu met Abbas, that the government's defense minister had announced that Jerusalem will be divided. Even before there were negotiations. All this happened in the wake of the Barak Abdullah meeting. And, well, needless to say, we'll just carry on from there because it gets even, well, not even worse than a terror attack. But
Barry, clarify for me, who is Abdullah?
He's the king of Jordan.
Oh, okay, fine. Go ahead. That's fine.
Now, furthering these meetings is an announcement that my readers may have been the only people on earth to understand, that Shimon Peres, president of Israel, on the day that Netanyahu was going to meet Abbas, as well as Mubarak and Abdullah, as well as Obama, Peres would be at the Vatican supposedly discussing the release of an Israeli prisoner nonsense That's another lure thrown out that the public eats. And what influence would the Vatican have over Hamas to release him anyways? Well, that's his excuse. He's going there to discuss Gilad Shalit with the Pope. That's not at all what happened. What happened, there were meetings in Washington with Netanyahu, joined by phone, joined by internet and cameras. The Vatican and Obama were meeting. Peres and Netanyahu were meeting. The whole gang were meeting over peace in the Middle East their way. The Israeli public can't connect the simplest dots. They can't do it. And frankly, I just don't understand this. And I got to tell you, Peres is off to the Vatican. At the same moment that Netanyahu is off to Washington, Peres is going to the Vatican for a stupid reason. No one questions it. And they don't understand that this conference with the whole gang, the leaders of, well, I say Egypt, Jordan, Israel, and the Palestinian Authority, all meeting in Washington while Peres is in Rome, and they're all discussing how Israel is going to capitulate to the Vatican's version of peace and to the CFR version of peace, which ultimately for Israel is, it truly is destruction. And the road, we're well on the road to seeing that. But this is what's going on. Last week, in Washington and in Rome, this is what happened last week. And for some reason, nobody is, I can't believe this. Nobody is putting the pieces together. Now, we'll talk about the reactions that came out of this meeting, if you'd like.
Go right ahead.
Well, Netanyahu makes a fabulous offer to Abbas. We'll get to that shortly.
This fabulous offer in just a moment, but it's an offer that it just doesn't make any sense. It is totally illogical. So back and forth.
Always making, building. Manufacturing means jobs. Making things puts our people to work. Manufacturing and small businesses have been the source of our economic strength for over a century. They are the backbone of the American workforce, the engine of Main Street enterprises. They are the anchors of our communities. Now, Congress is pushing higher energy taxes. Our manufacturing strength and countless high-paying jobs could be lost. The last thing Congress should do is increase the cost of living and doing business in America. We need more jobs, not higher energy taxes. Call Senator Michael Bennet toll-free at 1-888-232-1158. That's 1-888-232-1158. And tell him to support Colorado manufacturing by saying yes to jobs and no to higher energy taxes. Paid for by National Association of Manufacturers, which is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nam.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. And Barry, before we go on to discuss what really came out of the conference there that was held in Washington, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can invite you to come to one of their meetings and speak, and lastly, how they can get to your PayPal button. Go right ahead.
Well, the books are going to be on Kindle and iPad. That's being done right now. But for the time being, the only outlets that you can get them at is lulu.com. That is www.lulu.com. You'll see a search engine right in my name, Chamish. That's Shamish, and that'll take you to the books. To download, they cost $5. That's all to have them sent to your house. It's higher, but $5, and you're reading them in minutes. My website is barrychamish.com. There is a PayPal button, and anyone who uses it, a few people have, I send off a very nice little gift of DVDs, which you have to phone me to get. They're not sold on Lulu. My number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. Now let's go back to the conference where they're going to look. The reason Paris is with the Vatican is the Vatican have a really major conference in November. Now, without diving into what the Mediterranean Union is, it's thoroughly run by the Vatican. It's five Arab states and five Catholic states have created this union whose leader, whether he's president or chairman, whatever he is King Juan Carlos of Spain. And Paris is in Rome because the Mediterranean Union has promised that on November 20th in Barcelona, they are going to bring peace to the Middle East. And again, nobody knows what a Mediterranean Union is and why this little meeting should be so important, but for the insiders of Vatican diplomacy, this is a huge meeting planned for November when Middle East peace, the way the Vatican wants it, is going to be announced. And they've got Israel's leadership completely cowed and blackmailed and corrupted, and they expect to get it. Now, in Washington, look, Netanyahu publicly plays that he's a patriot and that he is representing the right. And the right believes this to this day. The same Netanyahu who gave away Hebron using the dirtiest murder tactics you could imagine. Unilaterally, of course, not part of any peace negotiations. The same Netanyahu of the end of the 90s is the same Netanyahu at the end of the 2000s. Netanyahu gives a little speech afterwards that The Israeli public is committed to a two-state solution. That's how he begins it. That's ridiculous. The Israeli public, in poll after poll, is opposed to the negotiations, Oslo negotiations, peace negotiations. They're sick and they're not being fooled anymore. So he starts with this complete falsehood that anyone who reads Israeli polls will tell you it's not true. And then we have Netanyahu making an offer that is, well, I'll tell you what the offer is. Netanyahu offered the PLO the right to accept the settlers as part of the Palestinian state. That, now, this, of course, is being done without asking any settlers if they want to be part of Palestine. Netanyahu offers the ultimate. He's going to sacrifice 500,000 Jews, including the Jews of East Jerusalem, apparently. That's certainly what Barak said to Haaretz, that, in short, they're all going to be living under the PLO. Now, there is a popular... Now, that's just populist politics. He just wants to be popular, and that's going to make him real popular. He hands over the settlers to the PLO, and what a life they would have in a PLO state. I mean, their life would just be a marvel. They'd be gone in 2 days. This is what Netanyahu offered. Now, it gets even worse. Here is what the duality of the CFR and the Vatican are going to offer in return. James Jones, if you didn't know, he is the National Security Advisor under Obama. I mean, they have a lot in common. You can see why Obama chose James Jones, because he's a member of the CFR.
And the Trilateral Commission as well, but go ahead.
Well, why not? Throw them all in. I mean, you're just talking about a longtime insider, and he's going to bring the Day of Peace along, well, with Israel giving up the settlers, them living in Palestine. James Jones has offered NATO troops to make sure it all goes ahead smoothly. Now,
of course, nobody ever asked, how can James Jones offer NATO troops? After all, that's the North American Treaty Alliance. It's predominantly an English, a European organization. How can General James Jones offer NATO troops? And it's because the whole thing is controlled. And that's what people don't understand. I mean, there's centers of power that most people have no idea. One is the Vatican, the other is the CFR, Brotherhood of Darkness, Trilateral Commission, a complex. These are the people who run the world, certainly not Netanyahu, who is simply an extension of the CFR. He does what he's told, and I hate to tell people, but the Zionists really don't control Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. tells the leaders of Israel exactly what to do.
Well, again, I'm not going to dive into the various types of Zionism. In fact, there are lots of Zionists who are playing ball. Well, the labor Zionists who are playing ball with this vision of a borderless Israel inside a giant Middle East Union. I could do my proof about that. I'm not just saying this lightly. That was the final objective of Oslo. And I got that from the person who wrote the Oslo Accords for the Israelis, Ron Pundak. But that's another show and another time. The point of the matter is what's going on in Washington is, and the Vatican, the Vatican meetings are completely secret, except that Paris... Whoops, I hear...
We'll be out in just a moment here with Barry Shamish. Back in just a moment.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest Barry Shamus. Barry, would you like to go ahead, and this is the last segment.
Oh, I can change the subject. I think we now know what the negotiations of last week were all about, and, well, who reported that? Who put the dots together? As near as I can figure, only me. I mean, and that's not bragging or gloating. That's just the facts. Now, look, I have noticed a tremendous change in prices in the States. Now, everyone has got things they buy that they are on their budget. And in my case, it's treats. My treats are cigarettes and beer. All right? I don't have to have either of them. I watch the prices. Last month, cigarettes in Florida went up another 10%, and beer about the same thing. And this has been a steady, steady rise in the last year. They have been adding these increments. And what that means, well, I'll tell you what that means. Cigarettes, when I got to Florida 5 years ago, were $1.70. They're now $4.20. That's tremendous inflation. And without going into the price of beer, these are things that I actually watch. And I've seen this before. And you've got to watch out. There is inflation, really serious inflation in the States that's not being reported. And I lived through this in Israel. And I know how the Israel got 1,000% inflation in the 80s. In short, it was to get rid of Menachem Begin, to get him thrown out of power. Amazing efforts were taken to get Begin, a patriot who was not playing ball like Netanyahu with the real leaders of the world. They wanted him out of office. And the way they manipulated inflation in Israel was very, well, clever. I mean, that's ridiculous. It was devious. Now, look, the people in charge of doing the dirty work for these shadowy figures in the CFR Vatican, ultimately they're the 1-2 shots, are very well rewarded afterwards. It's a terrific thing if you do their dirty work. In Israel, poor Menachem Begin, his finance minister was Yoram Aridor. What he did is he dropped the duty on every product. A car just became half price. Without the 100% duty, you could buy a half-price car. He dropped the duties on appliances, cars, on everything, and Israelis went on a shopping spree, the likes of which, well, it's like the housing bubble in the States. Israelis suddenly found they had savings, or they borrowed to get in on these once-in-a-lifetime bargains of big appliances. Meanwhile, Michael Bruno, he was in charge of Israel's treasury. The whole thing, it was the Israeli version of being in charge of Knox. The Federal Reserve. That was Michael Bruno. Well, he manipulated the currency that as Israelis spent, inflation went up. He got it in a very short period of basically 1984. They got the inflation up. If you thought 50% was bad, a week later it was 100%. And if you thought 100% inflation was bad, a week after that it was 200 until you got to 1,000% inflation. Then there were elections, and Peres became prime minister, and, well, what do you know, the inflation disappeared within a month. Now, what happened to the Begin's partners in government who ruined the country, sent people into debt? Well, it took them 10 years to sort out the mess of 1,000% inflation. Well, Yoram Eridor, the Minister of Finance, he was rewarded by being made Israel's ambassador to the United Nations. And Michael Bruno of the Israeli Treasury, he went to Basel, Switzerland, to work for the World Bank. You see, there is no punishment for screwing up. If you screw up that badly, you're rewarded because you did your job well.
And I think it's so very difficult for people to understand that what they really did was wipe out the savings, the life savings of, you know, so many Israelis.
Well, I'm just saying that it's not recognized in the States. You're going through the same process that we all went through in Israel in a very short, well, 1 year of inflation less. So you got it up in increments, except the increments were weekly. In the States, you've got it in increments. And I feel it where it hurts the most, my pleasures in life. They're rising steadily. And no one speaks about a really hidden evil when you can't afford to buy stuff because the prices are going up that quickly and your currency has got to keep up, and that's what causes inflation. You guys are on the road to real inflation. America is being thoroughly, thoroughly manipulated, the currency and so forth, but you have to know how it's done.
And who is doing it? Of course, it's the invisible government that really runs this whole financial thing. You look at the membership list of the Trilateral Commission. Who do you see? People from Goldman Sachs, CEO, people from Citigroup, people from J.P. Morgan Chase, the head of the Bank of Israel, the head of the Bank of Canada. What are they all doing? There are only 87 members of the North American chapter. How can they all be meeting secretly? Timothy Geithner? And we never even hear about it.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And Barry, are you still there?
Yep.
Okay, well, I want to thank you so very much for being with us. I got talking, I forgot to thank you, but thanks so much, very much. We'll look forward to talking to you sometime next week.
And last thing, Robert Gates, who got Terry Jones to stop burning Korans, CFR.
Absolutely. Well, I think that whole thing was staged and staged beautifully. Anyway, God bless. Thanks so much.
See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye. And this is the time. I hope you enjoy Barry. I always enjoy him. He always has a great deal to offer. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, that Netanyahu is simply a figurehead for the people who control him. And the same thing is true with Barack and Perez. And so the leaders of that country and of so many countries in the world are subservient to what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, you need to understand that. The Vatican ties into that as well. It is a center of power for this whole spiritual movement that is moving us rapidly towards a world crisis, a collapse of the financial system, a world war, and terrible times lie ahead. Certainly, if you haven't gotten Joel Skousen's books on preparedness, we recommend them. We do have a four-tape set on civil defense. We have a video on sheltering in place. I mean, how would you prepare your home if there were to be some sort of a chemical or biological or nuclear attack? Because most people are going to survive, but only those who are prepared will be able, of course, to survive the period of chaos that is coming. So if you'd like more information, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to hopefully that you will want to get our material on the secret mystery of America's beginning. It's three DVDs, but they give you an excellent overview of what's really going on behind the scenes. So we encourage people to make preparations because we don't know what lies ahead. We know that they certainly are still planning on a war with Iran. But when it's coming, have no idea. Our military forces are amassed over there. Obviously, they put off the Israeli attack on Iran, which is designed to draw us into the war. But Israel is doing what they are told to do. And people don't understand that the Israeli leaders are simply puppets, as is people like Barack Obama. People want to focus on Barack. Oh, he's a communist. He's a Marxist. He wasn't born in the United States. He's a Muslim. This is all manipulation. You have to understand that your minds are molded. Our issues are created for us. The building of the mosque, in the shadow of Ground Zero, certainly the burning of the Quran, all of these things are staged for your entertainment, just like NFL football. Our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. Well, certainly remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. We hope that some of you will have our usual contingent from Colorado coming to our all-day conference on the 17th of October. And, of course, we're just about 4 or 5 weeks away from that. Hope that you're going to be able to come. If you can, today is the last day you can get your hotel reservations at a reduced rate. We're going to have some great speakers. Hope that we'll get as good a turnout as we did last year. Number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can read our newsletters for nothing, watch our videos, watch our section on other videos on the web. This is a lot of YouTubes we think are important. But mostly you can listen to our radio programs and encourage others to listen.